We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Dalet, Sif Chof Beis, which is the very end of page 20. The Mechaber says in Sif Chof Beis, "Im ein lo mayim yikanach yodov vitzror o ba'ofar o b'chol dover de menaki, v'yavarech al nekios yadayim." The Mechaber says if one does not have water, he should wipe his hands on a rock or on dirt or anything else that will clean his hands. And the bracha you should make, instead of al netilas yadayim, will be al nekios yadayim, on the cleansing of the hands. The yoel atfila, and this washing, this cleaning, will help for davening purposes. Avalo lahavir ruach ra shalein, but it will not help to remove the ruach ra that's on the hands. Like we mentioned earlier, the only way to remove the ruach ra is a netila with water 3 times on each hand. Says the Mishnah Berura on the bottom of page 20 in Sif Katan Nun Hei. Im ein lo mayim, v'im yesh lo mayim, but if he does have water, tzarech litol afilu l'tfilas mincha v'arvis. Then a person not only has to wash with water for shachris, but he also should wash with water for mincha and mariv. Afilu im eino yodeya lehen shum luchluch. Even if he does not know that his hands were dirty per se, he still should wash his hands with water. V'anetilo yiyye below bracha, ki lo tiknu bracha ki im b'shachris. The netila that a person does with water before mincha and mariv should not be done with a bracha, because chazal were only mesakein a bracha before tefila shachris. K'di'itza b'simen zayin sif aleph. If he does not have water for those tefilos, yesh omrim didino kahacha. Some say that the halacha is like over here, diyanaka b'chol midi demenaki, that he should clean his hands with any object that will clean them. Pen mudbak bohen ezadover mos ozuama, lest there be connected to his hands something disgusting or some kind of dirt. Ayin lekamon simen tzadibes ubereish lamed gimbal b'mishtabura. He should wipe his hands. Even if his hands are dirty for sure, like he went to the bathroom gedolim and he wiped, so his hands are for sure considered muluchloch. Mahani, it also helps just to clean his hands without water. We'll see later on in Hilchos Tefila how far a person has to go out of his way to get water to wash his hands for davening. So one of the things we said that one can clean his hands with is ba'afar. In the last line on page 20 in the Mishnah Berura, Sif Katan Nun Zayin ba'afar, o shiyas shavshif b'talas yavesh, or you can wipe his hands on a dry talus is also fine. V'da, and you should know the nikayon, this cleansing, kevan shu omed b'mekom mayim, since it really takes the place of water, one really should be using water, but instead he's cleaning his hands, tzarech lanakos kol hayad, he needs to clean off the entire hand, bein gabo ubein tocho araperek, both the outside and the inside, all the way till the wrist, ubidiavad dai adsof kishre etzbaosav, bidiavad it is enough if he cleans them up until the knuckles, avalo kemoshin ohagin eza anoshim shemenakim rak roshi etzbaosehim. It's not like some people are knowing that they just clean them just the tips of their finger. This cleaning is really in the place of an atila that one requires in the morning, and therefore if he is just wiping his hands, he needs to wipe the entire hand because it is taking the place of a netila. The bracha we said that one should make is Nekiyos Yadayim. We're now on page Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berura Sif Katan Nun Ches. We said the bracha is Al Nekiyos Yadayim, and Yesh Omrim De Gam Bazeh Mevorachin Al Netilas Yadayim. Some say that even in a case where he just wipes off his hands and cleans them without water, he also makes a bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Umikol Makom Kol HaAchronim Lo Zozu Mipsak HaShulchan Aruch. However, all the Achronim do not budge from the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch that when you're just cleaning off the hands, you would not make an Al Netilas Yadayim. Rather, you would make an Al Nekiyos Yadayim. Says the Mechaber Viter in Sif Chof Gimel on the top of page Yud Aleph. Lo tiknu netilas yadayim elo kriyashma vilit vila. Chazal were only masakin washing the hands for Shema and for Shmona Esrei. Aval brachos b'shachris yochol levarach kol netila. However, the brachos that we say in the morning before davening, one could make even before he washes his hands. Elu imkein hu yashin al mitaso arum. Unless a person sleeps in his bed naked, sha'oz asr lahaskiras Hashem ad she'enake osam. Because in that case where he was unclothed and he needs to, his hands most likely have touched parts of his body that were dirty, then it would be asr to say Hashem's name until he cleans off his hands. Says the Mishnah Berura in Sif Katan Nun Tes. We said in the Mechaber, again like we just mentioned, that they only were Masakin and Tzilas Yadayim for Kriyashma and Tefillah, but for Brichas HaShachar, you do not need to wash your hands before you make the brachos. You could make the brachos before you wash your hands. Why? The stam yodayim dahainu she'enu yodayim heim luchlochem enum psulos labracha. Because the average hands, unless we know for sure that they are dirty, if you don't know of any luchloch on the hands, they are not possible for a bracha, and therefore one would be able to make a bracha. The kol shekhen l'divrei Torah. Certainly, with stam hands, a person would be able to learn Torah. Darim mevarachen al haperos ve'ein tzarach natilas yadayim. And the raya is that throughout the day we make a bracha on fruit or anything else, and we don't require the washing of the hands before we make a bracha. Therefore, we obviously are assuming throughout the day we're taking a drink and we're making a bracha without washing our hands. We're assuming that stam hands are clean, and therefore, for brachos in the morning also, we could assume that they are clean in order to be masked the Shem Hashem. We said unless, in the Mechaber, a person was sleeping without clothes on, then it would be usher to mention Hashem's name without first cleaning the hands. In Sifkotan Samach, he says, Arom, sha'oz mistoma yodo mutunafos b'negiyas beis hastarim. Because if he was unclothed while he was sleeping, then mistoma, his hands are dirty from touching the covered places of his body. U'malbushim shalonu shebeis hatzavar pasuach, and our clothing that we have where the neck is open, even if he sleeps with clothing on, since the clothing are loose and they're open on the top, his hands are still dirty. Because it's the way of a person to rub his body in places where there is sweat. This concern that he most likely touched a dirty place of his body is specifically if he's sleeping a permanent sleep, a real sleep on his bed. However, if he's taking only a small nap, certainly if he's not lying down, he's just putting his head down on the table, then there is no chazaka that he touched a part of his body that is dirty. And then, and then in that case, where he only sat the shinas arai, we could assume his hands are like other stam yadayim, which are kosher for learning Torah and for making brachos, and the only concern would be for tefillah, like we mentioned earlier. And the final Mishnah Berurah in the Siman is Sivkotan Samach Aleph Shianaka Osam. In the case where a person was sleeping Arum, he should not say any brachos until he cleans his hands. Bitzroros ubuchol midi demenaki, like we said earlier, with rocks or anything else that will cleanse them. Vuadin la Torah aser below nikayon, and the same thing would apply by Torah. It would be aser to say the Torah without cleaning the hands. V'ayim b'primigadam shekosav. Look in the primigadam where he writes that afilu im yesh lamayim, even if he has water, mikol makom daila brachos v'la Torah v'nikayon ba'alma. Even when one does have water, the primigadam says it's enough for brachos and for Torah just to clean the hands. V'chein mashma b'beir hagra. V'rak mishum kedei lahavi a ruach ra be'in amayim, and only because of the removal of the ruach ra do we require water. V'shar tshuva b'shem ha'zohar kosav d'lo yivarach b'li netilas yadayim. However, the shar tshuva b'shem ha'zohar is more machmir, and he says you should not make any brachos without first washing netilas yadayim. And the Mishabura ends off and says v'roi lahachmir b'yesh lomayim, and one is certainly certainly appropriate to be machmir if there is water available. V'ayin l'kama b'simen samach beiz sefkat and ches v'mishabura, where we'll go into more details of this halacha. And now let's do one more siman. We'll start and complete the mitzvah shem siman hey, which is kavanos habrachos, the kavanah that one has to have when he makes brachos. Says the mechaber in sif aleph, yechavin babrachos pirish hamilos. When one makes a bracha, you should have kavanah for the meaning of the words. Next point, kishiyaskir Hashem. When a person mentions Hashem's name in the bracha, yechavin pirish kriyaso ba'adnoshu odon akol. He should have kavanah for the way the word is read. Which we pronounce it as Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, so Yishal Kavanah for the way it's read as Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, which is Adnos, that Hashem is the Adon HaKol, He is the master of everything. V'yechavin b'ksivaso b'yud and hey. And he should also be mechavin in the way the Shem Hashem is written, which is the Yud Kei Vav Kei Shehoya Vahova V'iyah, that Hashem was, is, and always will be. U'bahaskiro Elokim, and when a person mentions the word Elokim in a bracha, yichavein shu takif bala yecholas u'bala kochos kulam. A person have intent that Hashem is the all-powerful and He's able to accomplish anything, and He is Bala kochos kulam. Says the Mishabura in Sifkotan Aleph, we said a person should have, when he makes brachos, a pirish, he should have kavanah for pirish hamilos. Kemo she'omru chazal, like the Gemara says in brachos, memzayin shelo yizrok habracha mipiv el yechavin be'etz ha'amira v'yavarach benachas. A person shouldn't just throw a bracha out of his mouth, rather he should have kavanah at the time that he is saying it, and he should make the bracha slowly. If you look at the notes over here, in the beginning of Siman Hey, note number one, he writes, V'chein kosov l'kamon b'shem ha'shlo, the Mishaburuz brings down later on, b'shem the shlo, she yagilas atzma l'varech ha'brachos b'kol rum. A person should train himself to make brachos out loud, ki ha'kol ma'or ha'kavona, because by saying a bracha out loud, that inspires one to have kavona. Ul'inyan kavona ba'askaras Hashem, and in terms of the kavona in mentioning Hashem's name, the Shaar Tzion writes later on, she'ein menanim es halulo k'shemaskirim askaras Hashem, mipnei she'oz tzarach l'chavein, u'kishiyitra b'nanua lo yechavein. One of the reason brought down why we don't shake the lulav when we're saying Ana Hashem by Hashem's name or Hodu Hashem Kito by Hashem's name, both cases, we do not shake the lulav, we do not wave the lulav. That's because we want a person to have the proper kavana by saying the Shem Hashem, and we're afraid if he's busy with his nanuim, he will not have the proper kavana. Od Kosa B'Sifro Shem Olam, the Chavetz Chaim also writes in his Musar Sefer Shem Olam, She'em Bono Yira Shemaim Kehogim, that we do not have the proper level of fear of heaven. Va'anu Do'agim Al Ibud Rubel Kesef Yoser Me'asher Al Askaras Hashemos HaKadoshim Batfilo Shaloba Kavana. And we, unfortunately, says the Chavetz Chaim, are more worried about losing money than we are about mentioning the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Davni without Kavana. Shehu Avon Plili. That is a terrible Aveira, mentioning Hashem's name without Kavana. She'olav Nemar, and that the Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, Karov Atam Befihem, they are close to me with their mouths, V'rochok Mikil Yosehem, but they are far away with their insides. That we say the words, but we don't have the proper Kavana, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim is telling us that not only should we be worried about a loss of money, but all the more so we should be worried about saying Hashem's name without Kavana in Tefillah. Let's read one more note, note number two. Here we see an interesting chiddush that since a person may have a concern that he might not have kavana properly throughout his davening, the Eishel Avraham and the Afike Yam write an interesting idea. A person should make a condition in the morning, at 9 in the morning, al kol ha'po'omim she'yaskir as Hashem os ha'kadoshim. Seems to be a little bit of an easy way out, but he should kavana in the morning that he's now having kavana for all the times that he's going to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And then he doesn't have to worry if he doesn't have kavana each time. However, Rechaim Kanievsky is pikpik be'etzazu. He's not so excited about such an etzah. But the Maestro says, if you're not going to have kavana anyway, you may as well do this tonight, so at least you get some level of kavana. But avada, a person who could have kavana for all the shemos, certainly should not rely on such a tonight that he's having kavana now, that he should be yotzei all his kavanas for later on in the tefillah. Says the Mishabura Vaita, we're in the third line of the Mishabura in Simon Hay. V'ze Loshon Sefer Chasidim Simon Mem Vav. This is the language of the Sefer Chasidim. Keshu Nota Yodov Oshum Avarech Alaperos Ola Mitzos Hashkuros Befi Kol Adam. When a person is washing his hands or making a bracha on fruit or on a mitzvah, and the bracha is Shogar Befiv, he's very used to saying it. Yechavein Libo L'Shem Boro Asher Hifli Chasto Imo. A person should have kavana in his heart, L'Shem Hashem, that Hashem did a tremendous chesed with him, Benosan Lo Aperos, O Alechem, and that Hashem gave him the fruit or the bread, Lehonos Mehem, to get kavana from them, V'tzivo Ala Mitzvos. Or if it's a bracha on mitzvah, he shall have kavana that Hashem commanded us on the mitzvos. He shouldn't be like a person who's just doing it by rote and the words are coming out of his mouth without any kind of intent. Because of such behavior, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got very angry at his nation. Hashem sent us, b'shem Yeshaya, the following pasuk, Yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh. B'piv u'b'svasov kibduni v'libu richak mimeni. That because the nation was saying the right words with their mouth, they honored me with their mouths and with their lips, but their hearts were far from me. So Hashem is not very excited about such brachos. V'ayin shom od mashherich begodol ha'onesh avur zeh. Look further in the Sefer Chasidim to see how he speaks at length about the tremendous onesh, punishment that comes upon a person for not having kavana and brachos. And we'll read out number four, the scary words of the Sefer Chasidim. Umaisa ba'adam echad shemes lifnei zmano kama shanim. There was a story about a person who died a little bit at a younger age than one would have thought, a few years. And la'achash shnei masar chodesh nizgalu b'cholom li'echa mikrovav. After 12 months, after he was nifter, he revealed himself in a dream to one of his relatives, and Shalo Eich Ata Noheg Ba'olam Sha'ata Sham. And the relative asked him, "What's going on in the true world?" Amar lo, he said to him, "B'chol yom donim osi, every day they are punishing me. Al shelo ha'isi medakdeg levarich birchas hamotzi ubirchas haperos ubirchas hamazon bekavana salev." He said, "Every day they're punishing me in olam haba for not saying the bracha of hamotzi and the bracha on fruit and birchas hamazon with the proper kavana." So we see from here that the Sefer Chasidim, how serious it is in Hashem's eyes, that we shouldn't just say brachas by rote, but we should have kavana when we're saying the bracha, that Hashem gave us the food and that we're makir tov to it and we're doing the mitzvah that Hashem commanded us in a mitzvah, and to remember and realize that we are saying a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Sifkaton Beis. So we said that in the Mechaber, that one should have Kavanah, when he says Hashem Hashem, both for the way it is read, B'loshan Adnos, that Hashem is the Adon HaKol, and also in the way it is written, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, that he was Hoya V'Hove V'Hiyah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'Kriyaso Ba'Adnos, you should have Kavanah when you're reading it, B'loshan Adnos, Ki Hashem HaNichbad V'Hanora Asu L'Kroso Kichsavo, because the great name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also to be read as it is written. Very strong language. Chazal say that one who speaks out the Shem Hashem the way it is written with Yud Kei Vav Kei, he has no chelik in Olam Haba. If you look at note number 5, he points out Velikro Arba Osios Havaya Bimilui Osiosov. What about not to say out the word, but what if you just say out the letters? Kolomer Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey. You speak out the four letters without the and in between. That has the same stringency as one who actually speaks out the Shem. Sha'aser, which is Aser. Vilikro Shem Adnos Biosiosev, but to speak out the letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Kosla Kavachayim B'Shem HaRadvash She'ein L'Hachmir Bo Kolkach. So to spell out the letters of Adnos is not so serious, but to spell out the letters of the Yud Kei Vav Kei is the same seriousness as reading it is saying out the letters, and one should be very machmir. Uleinyan Laharher B'Shem Havaya Kechsivasa. What about thinking about the Shem Havaya the way it is written? We said you can't say it, you can't spell it, but what about thinking it? So Hitir Lael B'Shem HaRizal Shekoshev Sheitzayer Shem Havaya Tomed Neged Eino B'Nikud Yira Kazeh. So we said earlier already that HaRizal said it was okay, a person could look at an image of the Shem Hashem with the Nekudos, like the Nekudos of the word Yira. So we see that is okay. Even those who hold that Hirur is Kedibur, and therefore the Machmir on Birchas HaTorah and other Inyanim, like we learned earlier, Mutter Laharher Bo. So it seems to be that all the posts can come out that being Laharher in the letters of Havaya is okay. Let's continue the Mishnah Berurah. We are in the second line of Sifkaton Beis. Elo Tzarech Lekroso Ki'ilu Hayakasur Shem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. So a person cannot read the Shem Havaya the way it is written, rather the way he pronounces it is Beloshin of Adnos. Vegam ben Nekudas Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. You should also read it with those Nekudos, the Hainu Ha'Aleph B'Chata Patoch. The Aleph should have the Chata Patoch under it. Aval lo b'patach levad v'lo b'shvel levad. Not a patach alone, not a shvel alone. It's a pronunciation somewhere in the middle between a patach and a shva. V'hadalad b'cholom, the dalad should have the cholom, which is the vav without the vav. There's a dot over it. V'hanun b'komatz, and the nun should have a komatz under it. V'yadgish hayud shetein ikeres yafe. One should pronounce the yud. It should be recognizable nicely that there is the yud at the end of the name. Rak b'kavona yachavin l'shem havaya. Even though he's saying the word aleph dalad nun yud, but he should have kavona for the Shem Havaya, v'tam ha'negino hu milara, and the tam of the negino, the way it should be pronounced, is with the emphasis on the later part of the word milara. And the final Mishnah Berurah in the siman is Sifkaton Gimel Divramaskel Shehoya. So we said the kavana in the ksiva of the Shem Havaya of Yud Kei Vav Kei is that Hashem was, is, and always will be. Ubebir Hagra Kosov to lefi omek hadin ein tzarch lechaven el apirish kriyaso. So Gra says that Meikar Adin, really all you have to have kavana for is the pirish of kriyaso, which is adnos. That's all you have to have. The bechol makom holchen achar akriya, because that's what we always do. Says the Gra, we always go after the way it is read, and since it's read as aleph dalet nun yud, that's the kavana that you have to have Meikar Adin, that Hashem is Adon Hakol. Even though in the actual ksiva there are many great secrets, but mikra din, one does not have to have those kavanos. Levad b'kriyashma shom tzarch l'chavin gamkein shahay Yehova v'iya. The only time that a person must have the kavana also for the Shem Havaya is when he's saying kriyashma. Then you have to have both kavanos, like the mechaber says. Ayin shom. Now, if you look at note number 7, just a little bit, v'im kivein rakshu Hashem yisbarach, of a person just with kavana that he's Hashem, when he mentions the shame, so Rav Moshe writes, sheyotza bazeh, that you are yotze with that. V'chein hora ha'agon Rav Yoshev, she'im meven she'tarim elu misyachsim l'malosu shakarash baruch yotza. If a person even just realizes and understands that these titles that are being given are the milas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's yotzei just with that. So that would be a lower level of chatchila in Kriya Shema. Certainly, like the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, Hashem the Grub, one should have both kavanos adnos yudkei vavkei. Other times, a person just meikra din has to have the kavana of Hashem is Adon HaKol. But obviously, it would be better always to be machmir like the mechaber and have the both kavanos whenever you're mentioning Hashem's name. Zokta Mishabura Vaita, Uvamokum Shenichtav Bi Aleph Dalad. Till now we're talking about a case where it's written as Yudke Vovke and you're pronouncing it as Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. But in a case where it's actually written as Aleph Dalad Nun Yud, there Lukuli Alma Ain't Sar Lachavin Elushu Adon HaKol. There, according to everyone, you don't have to have any kavanas except that Hashem is the Adon HaKol. Im echad misaper chasdei Hashem sha'osalo. If a person is speaking over the chesed of Hashem, the great chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for him, the great hashgacha that happened to him, umitchila maskir Hashem, and in the beginning of his story, he mentions Hashem's name, v'rotze ligmor dvarav masha osalo Hashem, and he wants to finish up his story about what Hashem did, and he actually mentioned the Shem Hashem. He didn't say the word Hashem, he said actually Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Osir lahafsiko b'dvarim. One who is listening to the story should not interrupt him in the middle of his words. Shema mitokach lo yigmur dvarav, because otherwise, possibly from your interruption or you're starting to talk, he may not finish his words. V'nimtza shehizkir shem shemayim b'chinam, and it will be that he said the shem Hashem b'chinam, similar to the Gemara in the Darim that discusses why we say Kadosh Lashem, Korban Lashem, and not Lashem Korban, because we're worried that a person might say Hashem's name, and then something will happen, and it'll be Shem Shemayim Levatala. So here also, one does not want to cause someone else to say the Shem Levatala, so if he's starting to tell you a story about Hashem's chesed to him, and he starts out with Hashem's name, don't stop him, let him finish, otherwise it would be Masker Shem Shemayim Bechinam. And the last two lines, the Mishnah Berurah says, Avol, imrotza lakalol shum adam, that you hear a person that he wants to curse someone, v'hischel b'Hashem, he's starting to do a negative thing, and he starts off with a shem Hashem, there fakert mitzvah lafsiko shal yigmur dvarav lo yechata, there would be a mitzvah to stop him, so he shouldn't finish his words, he shouldn't come to do an aveira. It's better to get him to stop saying Hashem's name, after he says Hashem's name, before he gets to makal another person, than to let him finish up with his klala. We'll stop here, and in Mirtz Hashem, on Sunday, we will begin Simen Vav.